Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Angie Bowers, who is an assistant professor at UAS with the Applied Fisheries Program, and Sarah Ebersole, who is the Maricultural Program Coordinator over at UAS with the Applied Fisheries Program. Thank you, Angie and Sarah, for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us, Brooke. You.
Well, we're here, as probably people have guessed, to talk a little bit about the Applied Fisheries Program and the Mariculture Program. So I want to turn to you, Angie, and just have you fill us in on what exactly that Applied Fisheries Program is over at UAS.
Yeah, so our program is at the University of Alaska Southeast. We're part of the Career Education School, and so it's kind of like a technical school within a university. And so we offer degrees. And we have an Associate of Applied Science that students can get in 2 years. We offer certificates and then also occupational endorsements, and those are in fisheries management, aquaculture, mariculture, and then we also have an occupational endorsement in scientific diving.
Okay, great. Maybe I will turn to you, Sarah, to tell us a little bit about the mariculture occupational endorsement, that program.
Sure. We offer the occupational endorsement for aquaculture here, which includes mariculture as well. So we do kind of a big long semester in the fall where we look at salmon enhancement and go out to hatcheries and visit different places in Southeast. And then we also include mariculture, so a lot of seaweed work and farming. And then we also dive into shellfish and get nitty gritty with that as well when we're traveling and get to see a lot of what Southeast has to offer for mariculture.
Okay, great. And we will get a little bit more into that as we talk about an upcoming event. I guess event might not be quite the right word. It's a lab that's coming up quite soon. Angie, what is this lab? When is it? What is it?
So we have a 3-day workshop or lab coming up, and it's a hands-on opportunity for students that are in our program or others that are interested in aquaculture and mariculture to come and spend 3 days with us. It's all pretty much all hands-on. We might spend a little time in the classroom with some kind of background about what we're going to do that day, but we do visits, salmon hatcheries. We'll do a kelp spore release and show how you settle spores for a farm, and we'll look at some gametophytes that we settled recently, which is part of the kelp life cycle, which is pretty cool, and then we'll go out and spend some time on the kelp farm that we have near the Science Center. And then we also have one up in Krestov Sound. We'll do some seaweed identification, a little bit of pathology work. So it's just kind of, it's sort of like the semester intensive that Sarah just mentioned on a really concentrated scale. So it's just a few days of, I think it's a whole lot of fun.
It sounds like, from the way you're describing it, it sounds like time on the water, you're getting on boats and actually going out. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we were talking on air beforehand that there are two farms. You mentioned the one at the Science Center. There's also one in Krestov Sound. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah, it's up near Brady Island. And both sites were primarily focused on bull kelp. We're involved with a research project with Barnacle Seafoods. And we're learning how to grow it to the extent that is good, I guess, good for market. Right. And it's really fun.
And so is there a chance during this lab that there'll be boats going out there, or I guess the Science
Center
one? You will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be visiting both sites and doing water
weather
samples.
Dependent.
Weather dependent. Sure. Doing water samples and measuring the kelp and just talking about how we lay out the gear, what kind of, you know, anchors you need, buoys, and just looking at the whole system that's appropriate for the site.
And this is not where you do this interesting thing of releasing spores. Is that correct? You'll do that more close to in a lab or in town?
Mm-hmm. We do that in the lab at the university. We have, it's called a growth chamber. It's a kind of a fancy refrigerator where you can control the light and the temperature. And so we have seawater and air and nutrients that we feed these spores as they grow up into these little 2-millimeter juvenile sporophytes, and then that's what you put out on the farm.
Wow. Okay. So people who come to this lab will kind of get to see a big part of this whole process, from the little spores out to the farm once they're bigger and living in the wild. So if people are at all interested in this field, then this would be a great way for them to get a sense of what it's like and if they want to go further with it. And they will end up after this, just a 3-day lab, would they end up with an occupational endorsement?
No. So you have to do the full semester to get an occupational endorsement. So that's 13 credits.
Okay.
This is a one credit lab. So it's kind of a sneak peek, I guess.
Okay. Okay. So a great way for people who are maybe curious about this full semester too, whether they want to dive into the full thing, this might be a way to find out if they do want to. You mentioned that there are some spots left in this particular lab. There's also housing we were talking about beforehand. Tell us a little bit about the cost and the housing for people coming from out of town.
Yeah, so people that are coming from out of town, we are going to cover the cost of housing at the Sitka Fine Arts campus. And so that's one thing they wouldn't have to worry about. They have to get themselves here, but we'll take care of where people will stay.
And then what's the cost for the lab itself if people want to register and attend?
Yeah, tuition is $372. I just looked it up.
Great.
So, okay. Yeah, that's the amount that you would have to pay for that.
Okay, thank you. So I'm guessing people are curious about this and getting excited. How could they find out more information? How could they register?
So you can give me a call at 907-747-7742. Or you can go to our website. It's appliedfisheries.com. I think it's appliedfisheries.com.
Okay, or .org.
.org, yes.
Yeah. Maybe
let me check.
If you go through
.edu, maybe.
Oh, right. We'll get the actively looking that up right now. So we'll get that correct in a moment for people to check that out. But certainly the phone number 907-747-7742 would be a great way to talk directly to Angie. You could.
Yeah, and even if you just have a question or don't feel free to reach out.
If you want to shoot us an email too, you can email me, I guess, SREBERSOLE at alaska.edu.
Great.
Angie's is ABOWERS, number 4, at alaska.edu.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, we'll maybe give that website address a little bit later today, but I think those are great contacts for people to have on hand. We have just a couple of minutes left, and I do want to touch a little bit more on the fall semester. So if people are excited about this, they come out to the lab, they register and check it out. Maybe they want to then apply for this fall semester. Are you taking applications for that now? And maybe just a little bit about how that process would look to apply. I don't know who wants to take that. Sarah?
Yeah, sure. So we have an interest form on our website, which is aquaculturesemester.edu. aquaculturesemester.alaska.edu. There we go. That's it.
Nice.
And then, yeah, you fill out the interest form. It's pretty quick. It will shoot us an email. I'll get back to you. And then we have a couple interviews and an application that students would go through to get through the process of applying. And we are currently accepting applications and spots are going fast. So right now is the time to kind of jump on this opportunity if you're interested in taking these courses in the fall, and you can be a student, you can be a non-student. I was actually a past student of the program 2 years ago, and I was not currently enrolled in a university, and I just took it for interest and career advancement. So
cool. So you could take it for that purpose, just for like just wanting to get through this intensive semester, getting an occupational endorsement, but it also all those credits could work towards an Associates of Applied Science, if I remember correctly.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. So multi-purpose reason to take this fall semester. Okay, great. Well, why don't we just give the phone numbers and emails one more time? Sarah, I'll let you share those with listeners once again.
Sure. Yeah. So you can call Angie at
907-747-7742.
Or you can shoot us an email. My email is SREB as in boy, ERSOLE at alaska.edu. And Angie's is A Bowers, number 4 at alaska.edu.
And email or call either of them for more information. Thank you, Angie and Sarah, for being on this morning.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us, Brooke.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.